Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Let's get this conversation started. This episode of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast is brought to you by the Switch, Pivot, or Quit SPQ Strategy Sessions. If you are looking to make a change in your personal, professional life and you just kind of stuck on what's next, how do I get started, what do I do, I need to talk this through with someone, I need some tools, I need some encouragement, I need some ideas, I need some resources, I need solutions. If you are feeling like that, the Switch, Pivot, or Quit strategy sessions are perfect for you. Head over to switchpivotorquit.com and book your session today. On today's show, we're chatting about how to select your personal executive board and what you need to know. So to start us off with, let's break down what your personal executive board is. Some of you may have never heard of it before. This might be a foreign concept and you're wondering, what the heck is she talking about? So simply put, it's the diverse group of people that you select to help guide you in your personal and professional life. Now, these will be trusted people that you may turn to assist you with guidance in multiple areas of your life. For example, it could be that you seek their advice for career decisions, maybe about career advancement, career pivots, challenges, things like that. It could be that you seek their advice for personal challenges or maybe even big life-altering decisions. The whole point is this is a council of people that may not even know each other. You might be the only common denominator, but you go to them and seek their advice and their counsel in different areas of your life or with regard to different areas of your life. So we are going to get into how to select your personal executive board. The first thing is go with your gut. Okay. You are signing these people up to play a crucial and sometimes decisive role in your life. So you absolutely must trust them. Okay. Trust that they are of sound mind, trust that they are of sound judgment, and that they truly want to see you win and have your best interests at heart. Also, some of the things that you discuss with this particular board or a board member might be of a sensitive nature. Some of these things might be top secret. Let's say you are entertaining taking a high profile position at another company. This is not something that you would want your board member to go back and chat about to their circle of friends, because this information is, let's say, classified. It's not out there for public consumption yet. So you want to be mindful of the people that you are sharing with and the people that are in your board and make sure that they're trustworthy. The next thing is that time is of the essence. We all know that time can be tricky for busy, in-demand people and professionals. So you want to be selecting people that will always make time for you, that will make you a priority. Sometimes you'll only need a few minutes and other times you may need a bit more. But the key is that this person values you enough to make the time to give you their undivided attention. That's another key factor, undivided attention. It does you no good if you meet with one or two of your board members and they're not giving you their undivided attention. They're distracted by their phone. They're distracted by their email, by their kids if you're on the phone with them, by a television in the background if you're on Skype with them or whatever. And that's the other caveat I should mention, is that your board members do not have to be in the same city or same location as you. They can be anywhere. They can be international. The point is just that you have access to have regular communication with them. The third way to select your personal executive board, or the third key, is that diversity matters, okay? So I'll just say this. What's the point of having a board if they're all clones of each other? If they're like-minded people? Or maybe even worse, if they think exactly like you? This will not help you when you really need to weigh your options and look at multiple sides when making a decision, because you'll probably be in the same position that you were in when you started, because you won't have had people with diverse experiences to be able to chime in and give you other things to think about. It'll all be the same feedback, the same conclusion, which is maybe even the same conclusion that you had. So you'll still be having this dilemma and you won't be any further along in your decision-making process, and it won't have served you. So diversity is key. The fourth thing is there needs to be a commitment to honesty. Okay, you will need tough love at times and people that will ask you the hard questions. So don't shy away from people that you know will tell you the truth and hold you accountable. You don't want the yes men. You don't want the people that will just tell you what they think you want to hear, or the people that will just say the things to kind of shine you on and shut you up. You want the people that will tell you the real. You want the people that will ask you the real questions, the hard questions, and really hold you to task, okay? Now, the fifth thing is clear communicators. So, I love Gary V. Gary Vaynerchuk, I love him. I know he's a bit in your face, and not everybody can deal with that. But personally, I don't mind his style. I like it. I think that he drops quality information and gems, and he's somebody that is a wealth of knowledge. But he readily admits himself that he can be a walking contradiction sometimes, that he regularly contradicts himself. And to top it off, sometimes when I hear him giving other people advice, like live when it's on the spot, because if you're not familiar with Gary Vee, he has a YouTube channel, he has a podcast, he's everywhere digitally that you could think of, and he regularly pumps out content. So you might come across him giving feedback or live advice to someone that is one of his followers. It might be on Instagram Live, it might be on YouTube, whatever it is, you can sometimes find him in this position. Now, the thing that crosses my mind sometimes when he's giving this live advice is I find myself saying, huh? What? So what did he say? So it means that I didn't either quite comprehend what he said, or maybe what he said went over my head, or maybe it just didn't really make that much sense and it needs to be breaking down a bit more. So I find myself thinking like, huh, if that was me and that was the answer that he gave me, I might need to ask a follow-up question. So although these people can be great people to have in your life, I don't know exactly if you want them as a part of your board of directors, because you need somebody that is going to clearly communicate to you what they mean, what they're saying, what their advice is, so that you don't misunderstand them. You don't walk away with this air of confusion and then you make a decision based off of what you think they said, but it's not exactly what they said. And then you find out later that no, that's not exactly what they meant, and you have since messed up things for yourself potentially because you misinterpreted the information, or it wasn't clear enough or clearly communicated enough, so you missed the boat on some of the intel. So that is crucial. Clear communicators are a very good idea in your board of directors. Now, the sixth thing is, and the last thing is, experience is a factor, okay? You want people advising you that have been through some things and have had some life experiences. So chances are they're older than you. You want people, as my grandmother used to say, that have been around the block, okay? Now, they don't have to be in the same industry as you or have the same profession as you, because you're not looking to include a one-sided group of people that have all achieved the same career goal or life goals that you're looking to achieve. But you want well-rounded people, a well-rounded group that can offer different perspectives and insight that maybe you would not have otherwise thought of on your own. So you want to have that experience there so that these are people that can tell you and maybe offer a story or an anecdote about a time where they dealt with a similar situation, or a colleague or a friend or a family member dealt with a similar situation, and this is how they navigated it. This is what they did. You don't want people that are extremely of sound mind, but really, really green and haven't been through too much. So then their advice and their counsel for you might not be as in-depth as you need it to be. So I highly suggest that you go out there and you start recruiting for your personal executive board. It is never a bad idea. And I hope that these tips helped you in figuring out what you might need or what you might need to look for when selecting your personal executive board. And just another note, if you haven't already figured it out, we are on Instagram and that is where we always play. So be sure to check us out at Switch Pivot or Quit on Instagram, where you will find a regular dose of feel good, encouragement, and inspiration. And also be sure to stop by switchpivotorquit.com as well when you have some time. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. And as always, keep killing it.